Hi, I was just wondering if you had any coffee I could borrow. Yeah, coffee. Anything. Instant or I don't drink coffee. You're right. You are absolutely right. Milk. I meant milk. Do you have any milk I could borrow? Yeah, I need an emergency cup of tea. It's been a day. How's your day been? How was the date? Oh, I was just thinking that tonight's the night, right? Your big date, and that was a really flimsy excuse, wasn't it? Coffee. I don't drink coffee. I'm sorry. Oh, this is so bad. I'm awful. Oh no, I'm a nosy neighbor. I am that neighbor. I don't actually need milk. I just wanted to know how the date went because I'm nosy and Are you sure? You don't have to humor me, you know. I mean, if you want to humor me, that would be great, but you don't have to. Thank you. So, how was it? My day was just, You don't want to talk about my day, you want to talk about your date. Unless you don't want to talk about your day. I mean, you don't have to talk about your day. I mean, I'm just your neighbor. I don't want. Well, I mean, I'm not just your neighbor. I just, have to be honest with you. I have no frame of reference for this. I've never been friends with a neighbor before, and I'm not sure what's acceptable. I mean, am I being too familiar? Not familiar enough? I might be overthinking it slightly. It's just all my other neighbors have been utter nightmares, and you're the opposite of a nightmare. You're a dream. I mean, so your date, the big date, how'd it go? Ooh, that's not good. That face, that face. I mean, don't get me wrong. You have a great face. Your face is. I mean, your face is very facey. In a good way. I can word. I just mean, you just. Your expression. When I asked you about your date, your expression, it went. It was not a happy expression. It was just, Not that I know your expressions. I mean, I. Are you laughing at me? You are. You're lucky that you have a cute smile. So I don't mind you laughing at me. Do I think your smile is cute? It's a nice smile. But we weren't talking about your smile, we were talking about your date. So, how did it go? That doesn't sound too bad. In fact, that sounds really good. It sounds like two of you reconnected. You all right? It's just. Everything you're saying sounds like a fantastic date. And yet, the vibe I'm getting is not a fantastic date vibe. It's a bad date vibe. Well, you were kind of really nervous. I mean, not really nervous. You were more, I'm trying to think of a word that doesn't sound bad. Panicking? Not panicking. I mean, you were sort of panicking a little bit, but I mean, it's understandable. You've been talking about this girl for weeks.
You have?
Oh, you absolutely have. You might not have realized it, but every time
we got together,
you mentioned her. I could tell that you were really into her. And then you finally asked her out, and... Okay, she finally asked you out, and... It's understandable that you were a little... panicky. Okay, not panicky. Apprehensive. How's that? It doesn't mean that the date went badly, it just means that you're seeing things through your nerves. Not that that's actually possible, but you kind of get what I mean? In your head, you built it into this really, really big thing, and then when it actually came to going on a date, of course it's going to be a little bit off. It's understandable. But from what you're saying, it sounds like a good date. Of course it was a good date. It's you, and you're ridiculously nice and cute. Not just a smile either. The whole thing is pretty cute. And you're very facey with your face. And your eyes, and your hands. I mean, your hands aren't facey, but you have nice hands. Not that I noticed your hands, because that's creepy. Okay, I kind of noticed your hands, but I mean, that's just a thing of mine. I mean, it's not a thing, because I don't have a thing. So, what I'm trying to say, albeit very badly, is just because you were nervous doesn't mean it wasn't a good date. It wasn't a bad date. If it wasn't a bad date, why are you acting all... Sad face McGrew. Sad face McGrew. I don't know who McGrew is. Shut up. If it was a good date, why aren't you happy? You're not happy. I know what you're like when you're happy. And this isn't it. Okay, maybe I am a little bit familiar. But that's because you're my friend. And neighbor. Look, if you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to. We could just sit here in silence while I stare at you until you break and you tell me. It's your choice. No, seriously, we don't have to talk about it. Okay, since you insist. You didn't want to go out with her. No. My brain doesn't know. What? My brain just can't. What? I know I said what several times, but I mean what? You've been talking about her for weeks. You were never interested in her. And that's why you never asked her out. So you were never planning on dating her? So why did you go on a date with her? Because she asked you and it was a polite thing to do. How are you even a real person? You're just so, so cute. Okay. So you were never interested in her, but you went on a date with her because it was a polite thing to do. That doesn't explain why you never shut up about her. No, I'm serious. You literally never shut up about her. You would always bring her up and talk about her and... I mean, you were really acting as if you liked her. I mean, as if you really, really liked her. Okay. No, it's nothing. It's nothing. Well, I mean, it's not nothing. It's that. Your face. You're being facey. I mean, that is a very dodgy face. I mean, not a dodgy face. I mean, that expression was dodge as hell. Why did you always talk about her? No, I can't hear you if you mutter. What was that? Okay, I must be going deaf because it sounded like you... Okay, oh, okay, 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 you didn't have to shout. It's fine. I mean... So we should really talk about what we... No, we really should talk... Okay, we don't have to talk about it. We don't have to talk about it at all. I'm just gonna stare at you until you break. Oh, you won't break. What? I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. I'm not pouting. Is it working? I didn't sigh. I did not sigh. I am not pouting, and these are not puppy dog eyes. Sad, sad puppy dog eyes. So you just said that you talked about her to make me jealous. You want me to be jealous? Of this girl that you're definitely not interested in. See, that's not... I mean, admittedly, I don't have a lot of experience of having... a neighbour. Well, I have neighbours. I mean, a friend neighbour. I mean, a neighbour who's... I'm not experienced in being friends with my neighbours, but I'm not sure that's the norm. To me, that's more what... Well, See, if I'm wrong, I'm going to hate this conversation. In fact, I already kind of hate this conversation, but also kind of love it. If I'm right. Am I right? About what? About you wanting to make me jealous because you like me. And oh my god, I sound like a 13-year-old girl. No, an 11-year-old. I sound like an 11-year-old girl. But do you? Do you what? Really? Really? Oh, you were just... Do you like me? Did you want to make me jealous because you like me? Sorry, what? I can't hear you if you mutter. I don't know what you said. I really don't know. Okay, maybe I do know what you said, but maybe I want to hear it again. Louder. You like me? As a neighbour? Okay, I just had to check. I had to check. Okay, I didn't have to check. I'm just... You like me. You like me, and, You try to make me jealous. You try to make me jealous. Because you like me. You like me? What? Of course I like you. I'm crazy about you. I mean, I'm not crazy about you. I'm trying to think of a word. No, not crazy. No, I do not adore you. I mean, I absolutely do not adore you. I just like you. A little bit. A little bit. A tiny little bit. Maybe more than a little bit. I like you. And you like me. And you tried to make me jealous. I was jealous. I was so, so jealous. Like, scratch her eyes out kind of jealous. And I've never been that kind of jealous before. But then again, I've never had a thing for a neighbor before. A thing. A small thing. A tiny, tiny, tiny little thing because you have a nice smile. And maybe that jealousy was why I came over here tonight to hear about the date. To scope out the competition. Not that I thought she was competition. Okay, I did. She's the enemy. I mean, obviously not the enemy. Now I know that. You like me. You like me. But I was perhaps coming up with a game plan. I have home advantage because my home is next to your home and we're friends. Neighbors. Home advantage. Stop smiling. It's not cute. Oh, I'm cute. No, I'm not cute. You think I'm cute? Shut up. So, just in case you didn't catch it, I like you. I really like you. And I don't just mean as a neighbor or as a friend. I like you as you, with your dodgy expressions and your gorgeous smile and your ridiculously lovely laugh. I might adore you a tiny little bit. I'm not blushing. Okay, you know what? I'm going to go because, what are you doing? You're making tea. Is that my favourite tea? Oh, I'm not the only one with a plan. You made a plan? Why does that make me like you more? Oh, really? We're meant to be, are we? Tell you what. I might entertain the thought of us being meant to be. If you remember how I take my tea. Wow, okay. Maybe you're right. But do you have biscuits? You have 6 types of biscuits. You really like me. Maybe we are meant to be. We can talk about it over tea and biscuits. While we sit on your sofa. It's not a sofa. It looks like a sofa. It's a love seat. While we sit in your love seat. I'm not blushing. Shut up. Make the tea and I'll be sitting on the love seat. Shut up. I'm absolutely not falling in love. What smile? That is not a dodge smile. I don't know what you're talking about. Make the tea. We've got stuff to talk about.